Welcome to the Entrepreneur Take Session, where mindset meets execution and ideas turn into assets. Today, I'm talking about something that separates consumers from builders, survivors from owners, and dreamers from decision makers. And the topic is mature entrepreneurs don't ask for discounts. They negotiate for value and they pay full price. Now, let's be honest. Many people, especially those coming from the church culture, were taught, trained to believe if it's purpose-driven, it should be free. If it's spiritual, it should be cheap. If I charge full price, that's greedy. If I pay full price, they must be taking advantage of me. That way of thinking sounds humble, but what it actually does, it produces undervaluing of skill, fear of real pricing, dependency on favors, not feeling easy with ownership. That's not entrepreneurship mindset. That is a survival mindset dressed up as humility. Entrepreneurs don't ask, how cheap can I get this? Entrepreneur asks, what will this position me to control long term? Now, let me give you two of the most cleanest business negotiation in history. It's not religion neither. Just straight enterprise behavior. Let's start with Avraham. In the book of the beginnings, Avraham entered a formal legal real estate transaction with Ephraim to purchase Sarah's burial site. He's not asking for a favor. He's not seeking charity. He's doing business. He purchased a field, a cave, with full legal ownership rights. Ephraim, the seller, offers to give the land to Avraham for free. And he said, nah, he refused. Not emotionally, not defensively, not arrogantly, but deliberately. He pays the full price on the spot. Why? Because Avraham understood something many of us still struggle with today. Free can be revoked. Free can be controlled. Free can be used against you later. He wasn't just buying a land. He was buying permanent position, legal authority, transferable ownership, generational leverage. In entrepreneurship language, you don't pay full price because you're weak. You pay full price because you are positioning for power. Now, let's talk about why the consistent habit of discount is dangerous mentally, really. People who live hunting for discount in everything. You're training your nervous system to focus on costs instead of leverage. Seek relief instead of control. Want access without responsibility. Desire benefits without burden. Side note, would you accept an employer discounting your wages? Would you work for a company for less than your skills are worth? I don't think so. Now, let's go back inside of the entrepreneur mindset. Entrepreneurs don't think like renters. They think like developers. They ask this, what does this unlock? What room does this qualify me for? What jurisdiction does this give me later? Discount, like quiet, feels like safe, but it keeps you under position. My second entrepreneur level example in the book of life is David. He entered into his own transaction. He needed a threshing floor, an oxen, wood, infrastructure materials. The seller tells him, I'll just give that to you for free. And David responds with one of the most powerful economic statements ever recorded. I will not take what costs me nothing to God. I will pay full price. That's not spiritual language. That is economic maturity that was speaking. David understood what costs you nothing, you won't protect it. What costs you nothing, you won't steward it. What costs you nothing, you won't grow from it. It doesn't cost you if it won't change you. So if it don't cost you anything, you won't change. Now look at this enterprise pattern. Abraham paid full price for real estate and secure ownership. David paid full price for infrastructure and secure authority. Different generations, different transaction, same mindset, same outcome. Wealth with power. Not from favors, not from hookups, not from discount, from value consciousness. Now let's talk about respect as a business strategy, because both of these men displayed it. Abraham approached professionally. He spoke clearly. He conducted business honorably. He paid with integrity. That wasn't religion. That was enterprise behavior. In real business, your conduct is your marketing. Your integrity is your brand. Your consistency is your advertisement. That's why mature entrepreneurs don't get offended when they receive an invoice. They don't ask for expectation they wouldn't tolerate for themselves. Because reputation is an invisible asset that increases. Now, let's bring it into today. Church culture teach trust God for provision. But the correct interpretation is be trained to manage provision. One without the other creates faith with financial confusion. Here is the real mindset shift from can you lower the price to can you explain the value so I can understand what I'm investing in? Or can you do me a favor? To are you open to negotiate a price that works for both of us? Or that's too expensive. To let me budget that and come back to you. From I can't afford that. Two, give me some time to budget so I can pay your price. If you can't handle full price in your thinking, you won't be able to handle full ownership in your future. Abraham paid full price. David paid full price. Not because they were forced to, right? But because they understood. You can't dominate rooms you're afraid to invest in. You can't lead at the level you're scared to pay for. You can't command wealth with a survival identity. They both stood in value. If you want ownership, you must respect full value. If you want to sit at the enterprise tables, you must think like an enterprise player. Mature entrepreneurs don't beg, they negotiate, they pay, they build, and they own. Free train dependencies. Full price trains dominion. In my close, I want you to remember this. Every seed of wisdom you apply will multiply for sure. Thank you for investing your time in another Entrepreneur Tank session where ideas meet execution. If today's episode shift your mindset in any way, take a moment, like, comment, and share it with another builder who's ready to scale. And if you have not yet, please subscribe to this YouTube channel for weekly Entrepreneur Tank business insight designed to sharpen your decision-making, strengthen your mindset, and grow your marketplace impact. And be sure to get your copy, my book on Amazon, The Power of Your Words. Get your copy today. Oh, trust me, you won't regret it. Get your copy. And visit my website, hannahjosre.com, and stay connected with upcoming entrepreneur workshop or events. Until next time, stop asking for cheap assets to a future that requires full ownership. Think in value, negotiate in strength, and pay your way into the rooms your destiny already reserved for you. Cheers to your success.